Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Kev slimming down. I saw Kev. He's slimming down. I see my boy.
Kev, what happens when you get like a good, like a really good body? What are you gonna do?
Me?
Yeah. What happens when you get?
I'm never gonna get a really good body.
You think you're gonna be?
I don't even lie to myself about that.
No, I'm saying, but you are working out a lot more. So what happens when you get a good body?
I just ate a piece of sausage before I walked in here. Literally, 2 seconds. Wait. I had a smoothie. This is only so I don't get up to 260. Don't lie to yourself.
Wait. You just ate a sausage?
A piece of sausage, just a little something, just to hold me over.
Just by itself?
No, it was left over from breakfast.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with a little sausage.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little sausage here and there.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little sauce.
Man, your hair looks phenomenal.
That's it. Thank it you. Cause does. I just cut it right now because I need to cut it more. My ends are terrible. Okay.
It looks really good.
Looks really good.
Oh my god.
It does.
I hate it personally.
Shut up, Kev. You just mad
as they say laid.
You can't be going into this day all confident.
Happy, I was trying to be nice to you. I was like, what if you get a good body? I was like trying to be nice to you.
I don't know what to do with that. I don't trust you. I'm like Major Payne when that little kid tried to hug him. He was like, "What's your angle, boy?" Meg, happy belated Founders Day.
Founders Day, yeah.
Well, I have a question
about that though, Meg.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Oh, so no, you was a Delta too.
Two.
Yeah. You was a Delta.
Yeah.
Where you go to school, Cornelia?
I went to Hampton University.
The real HU.
Of course.
I have a question for both of y'all. The Deltas, the AKAs, and the Zetas all have their Founders Day in the same week. How's that? Why do y'all think that is?
You know, what? There is a reason.
But it was because it was like the beginning of the semester.
And yeah, so that's what I was my guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it was one other layer to that, but yeah, they all the same. And all of the, most of the guys as well. It's not just the women. The Qs are in January. The Sigmas are in January.
Apples too.
But did they all do their crossing the previous semester and then they was done and they started at the beginning of that next semester?
No, that's not Founders Day is like when your sorority fraternity was founded. So meaning there wouldn't have been a line before that.
But you don't think they had to like, y'all, we gotta like memorize our own. Well, I guess there's no history to memorize yet.
No.
What day we founded? Well, that's what we kind of here for. We about to set that up.
That's the day we started. The day we were like, hey, today.
That's hilarious. What's the history? I don't know. What'd you do today?
Most of my homegirls are Delta. The highest proportion of my homegirls are Deltas.
This Delta?
That's because you smart. Put your hands down, Pat. I know you want to be one of us. That.
Now they got to stomp you out.
Yeah, no, sir. You know what? Because since everything is like politically correct now, Pat, that actually means you want to be a Delta, which we probably would let you in. So
stop doing it. At the white schools, they probably would have. At the HBCUs, they still would have been like, get your ass up out of here, sir. Right,
they would have beat people up for representation.
Oh my gosh, Pat. You get stomped out in front of your mama.
No, you.
Remember they was trying to beat up Boosie when he was doing Kappa stuff? They was legit upset.
Really?
Yes. And his brother is a Kappa, I believe.
You gotta go through stuff to be able to say you are whatever organization. So don't be
That's funny to beat somebody up because they haven't gone through stuff.
it's just the respect factor, right?
Because people know, I get it.
They, you know, they be like, hey, come on now, like don't.
No, I get it.
Boosie was doing the bow, and yeah, he had got the jacket too, right?
He had like a shirt. He had the KSI shirt on,
right?
Wildin'.
Boosie go to college.
Oh, that's right. Excessive.
Bro, the funniest thing Boosie ever did to me is when he said he offered Mark Zuckerberger, which he called him. He said, I offered Mark Zuckerberger $100,000 to give me my IG back. He didn't respond.
Are you sure it was $100,000?
I think it was $100,000 he said on Vlad.
I thought it was way less impressive than that.
It was so, I mean, it's nothing to Mark Zuckerberger, but it was hilarious to me.
Zuckerberger.
Because he was like, I was trying to get my people to get in contact with him. Like, you think Mark Zuckerberg will be like, Boosie is upset. Give Boosie his page back.
Not at all.
Facebook is dealing with antitrust lawsuits and stuff.
There's no way Mark Zuckerberg knows who Boosie is, ever.
I'm calling him that. That's not his name.
And if he knew, he would not give him his page.
What, Mark Zuckerberg?
Like, he's not giving him his page.
He said he was going to sue him because him losing his Instagram was causing his business to lose money.
What do niggas think the law is? I don't understand. Like, niggas will look you dead in the face and be like, I am suing you for this. And it's not suable.
Well, in this country, anything is suable. Honestly, you can sue for almost it now. You may not win.
What was the crazy one? Oh, the crazy one was some dude just sued King Hawaiian Rolls because he found out they were made in Carson out here and not in Hawaii. Nigga, that went to court.
Did it really?
Yes. Like, if you don't just eat that roll and shut your ass up, like,
literally. Just eat. What did he sue them for?
Just eat the roll
for fraud or something. They were like misrepresenting, but it really did originate from Hawaii. But just
can you imagine him bite a roll and turning the pack over? Like, where was this Carson?
He spits it out.
Are you kidding me?
Man,
heads will roll for this.
Them rolls,
I almost had a chance to go tour that factory.
Really?
Yes, bro. There was a time, I don't know if y'all remember this or if we even knew each other. There was a time Hawaiian Sweet Roll kept sending me all this product bags and bread and stuff.
Oh, they were looking for a mascot. I remember that. They were like, you know what?
I'm going to tell you, you want to know the truth about this, Pat? This is a true story. You know why that stopped? I asked King's Hawaiian to sponsor the drop when I first got to All Def, and they were like, oh, send them some links. They were like, this does not coincide with King's Hawaiian's brand guidelines, and they never sent me no bread ever again.
What was the, do you remember the topics of those said days?
I just sent them it was early, I think Jason and Cynthia were still doing the drop. It's probably my first 3 months at All Def. I was trying to swing it to a brand deal. They were like, all right, bro, never mind. We're not actually talking to you at all anymore.
That's crazy. Someone else who should have just ate the rolls and shut up.
They offered me a chance to tour the factory in Carson. And I was like, yes, man. But then after that, it was like, you can't come in no more.
That would have been cool.
Bro, it would have been like Willy Wonka. I would have been like one of the kids in the chocolate factory.
That would have been cool or overwhelmingly like unimpressive. It was just one of the two. Because it could have been.
People who work there probably hate those rolls now.
Yeah.
They probably hate the smell of it. It's like when I worked at Burger King, bro, I couldn't go into it. When I quit Burger King, I didn't go into one for like 10 years.
Wait, was it like that for you to hear when you quit White Castle?
No, I could eat White Castles the next day.
Here, you worked at the White Castle. You worked at White Castle.
I worked at White Castles for 4 years.
He was the Earl.
First of all, I was a Duke.
You got that promotion.
At the Duke Castle. Of White Castle.
I was a Duke. It was fantastic. I went from, so I got robbed twice at White Castle at gunpoint.
Of course.
Wait, while working there?
Yeah, the first time I got robbed.
You getting robbed.
Yeah, I got robbed through the drive-thru the first time. And I was like, He's so lazy. He's not even committed to his craft. And I thought about, I was like, this nigga's genius. He didn't even have to get out of the car to go to work. The second time, dude came in, ordered one White Castle, got me to open the register, and then up the burner on me. And
Wait, hold on. For the one in the drive-through, did you like, because it's the drive-through, did you like just close the door, close the window, and like move, or like did you say, oh, I'll give you the money and like walk to the register and give him the money?
So I'm already at the register, the drive-through window, the register's right there. So I opened the window, I saw the gun. I was like, okay, let me get you what you came for. I'm not gonna close a window like a bullet can't go through there.
But this must have been back in the day, because now they got the bulletproof glass at the White Castle drive-through. This was
some of them do. Some of them do. Meg, to answer your question, I can duck not that fast. I'm not
worth it.
I don't know why.
Also, I'm not risking it over what's in the drawer at White Castle. It's not that important to me.
I'll play shot before. Do you
have when you have $5 in there. Like you get
another thing. We had just did a drop. We had just dropped cash. So literally he made away with like $75.
There ain't nothing in there. Ain't nothing in there.
By that time, people was using debit card transactions way more than cash. Yeah.
You can't even say made away if it's not over $500. He just left with that money.
And made me some fries. Like,
like protocol, like whenever you're in training to be like, hey, if someone asks for money.
Then Lewis teaches you.
They did not go over that at all, man. They would make you believe they never got robbed in training. They were like, oh, White House is the safest place. Because at the time, White House was paid the most. I think we was making $7.25 on the day shift, and that night shift, it went up a dollar. So I think you would make an $8.25 on night shift. So
that the hazard pay for robbery?
everybody else was like $6.25 or $5.50. Everybody, all the other fast food places was like five something. So I was like, at White Castle's, like that was the creme de la creme.
I don't believe on the end of White Castle. If I'm not mistaken, it's just White Castle.
I didn't put an S on it. What do you mean?
I be saying White Castles or the White Castle.
Oh no. Do you say McDonald's?
McDonald's? No, my mom does. Take me to the
He was on Game of Thrones. He was from House White Castle.
White Castles.
To hear more, first of his name, protector of the bun.
He was the only employee in a suit of armor. Like, bro, we just wear the name tag.
Why does he here keep coming to work with a sword on his belt? We must defend this land. Will you drop a frying, huh?
That's because we had to fight you off, Kevin. You were getting bouncing around from White Castle to White Castle.
He was the dragon.
I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna tell you a lie. Anytime we was in the Midwest having a show, we absolutely went by White Castle.
Love White Castle. That was like at the club let out at in college. White Castle.
That bread was soft.
Some stomach gonna be destroyed.
Though. Oh, stomach gonna be like, please.
You're gonna be ruined.
Hey, your stomach gonna be like the girl on the Matrix to hear. Not like this.
Here's a crazy thing. If you would have took the onions off of it, it would have made a world of a difference. It's those onions that we cook the White Castles on, because those onions come freeze dried. So we scoop them out of this box, they dry. We put them in a bucket, like a huge bucket, put water in it, and then it sits for like 4 hours, and then it turns back into an onion.
Hold on, what, y'all wasn't chopping no onions in there?
Boy, hell no. You see how many onions was on that damn griddle?
It was a lot of onions.
No, we ain't chopping that.
One of my first jobs at the Puyallup Fair was onion boy on the grill.
Onion boy?
All I did was take big buckets of Vidalia sweet onions, toss them on the grill, grill them up, and then they would make burgers with them.
You was big.
Oh, muscle. To hear.
You was big.
Oh, that's. Man. I remember you talking about that.
Did that make you cry?
No, because they. I don't know because they were pre-cut. It didn't mess up your eyes.
Oh, you didn't chop them?
No. They were already chopped and.
So what? You had just butter put them on the grill and watched them.
I just saw my whole job for 8 hours a day was to saute onions.
They didn't let you touch the buns, the meat. They're like, no, just onion.
Onion boy, you saute these onions and shut up.
I didn't know that was a specific.
They couldn't risk him eating everything. They was like, he's not gonna eat these onions raw.
Keep them away from those buns and we might be able to stay afloat.
I remember Melissa used to live out there by that fair. I used to try to go to her house straight from work. She was like, listen, hey, you can't do that. You can't do that. You got to go home and take a shower, man. You can't come stay over. Damn.
It was that bad?
Oh, Pat. It was in my car.
What restaurant was this?
Huh?
What restaurant was this?
Oh, what was that? It was the Puyallup Fair. It was only for like, I don't know, 3 weeks or something like that. 4 weeks.
Oh, okay. Like a summer job?
Everybody thought it was an onions, but it was really just you being musty.
Big musty.
That's hilarious. He was unemployed throughout the fair. He was just at the fair. I'm an onion boy.
I can't remember the name of that place. Dang,
this is a perfect place for us to go ahead and jump into the first topic of the day. And we're going to do that right after this.
You know what time it is. It's already February, okay? It's already February. Y'all know where I'm going with this, but let me tell you this first. Free stuff is the best. But free stuff that will ignite your Valentine's Day is even better. So check this out, all right? When you go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item, you'll get it at 50% off. That's right. Almost anything on the entire site, you'll get it for 50% off. Now, that's amazing by itself. But here's where they load on the free stuff. When you enter in my exclusive code at checkout, the SQUAD, SQUADD, you already know how I get down. Not only do you get 50% off that one item, you'll also get 10 tantalizing items completely for free. First, for your viewing pleasure, okay, you get 6 free movies because, you know, I'm going to hook you up with that. Next, you get a free mystery pack that includes an item for him, a special toy for her, and then a little something that you both will enjoy. You understand me? And on top of all of that, you get free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Now, that's the cherry on top. All right, that's a lot of free Valentine's stuff. So head on over to adamandeve.com and be sure to use the offer code SQUAD, SQUADD. Again, that's SQUAD, SQUADD, because without it, there will be no free Valentine's stuff. That's SQUAD at adamandeve.com. Holla at your boy.
And we're back. First topic of the day, we have, would you have rather signed to Death Row Records or Bad Boy Records?
Oh, that's easy for me.
I don't know which
one. You have.
What you picking, Meg? It's easy. What is it?
So I'm gonna go with Death Row, and the reason why is because everybody on Bad Boy ended up bankrupt. Everybody, look it up. They all filed for bankruptcy because Diddy was out here giving them terrible deals to people on Bad Boy. Is no reason.
Suge Knight as a boss?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go with Suge Knight.
If you're going to steal my record money, I'd rather at least get some shiny suits and dance.
What was that? Yeah. You'd rather get some what?
Shiny suits and do this. Suge Knight, they had no fun. They never had no...
It was like killing people at the studio.
Yeah, had no donuts in the break room.
What's wrong with a little murder?
Suge Knight hung Vanilla Ice out of a hotel balcony.
Rightly so.
Listen, I feel like you either sign into a record company that's threatening you to make music, or you're signing to a record company that won't put your music out. Like, those are your two options.
At least you got to make it and have a good time.
The money you did have with no songs out. That's what you're dealing with.
Back in the day, I would have said Death Row because Tupac was supposed to be my husband, and I feel like that was how we were going to meet and get married, and he was going to get to know me, and that was going to be our life. As an adult, I'm picking Bad Boy. I'm not about to be getting murdered over no albums. Like, I'm not. Suge,
but they didn't murder nobody on Death Row. They only murdered.
Suge Knight ran somebody over with the pickup truck. And then went to court and put glasses on. Let me tell you what. This does not make you innocent. Suge Knight was like, hold on.
Everybody does that.
Could I run somebody over? I have poor vision.
I want to circle back and point out the fact that Kennedy said that her and Tupac were going to get married, then he was going to get to know her. Like, I want to
in that order.
That order, it didn't matter. He's going to marry. Then.
That's a good plan.
Logical.
Can you imagine Cornelia being married to Tupac? Tupac still being alive. He talking about thug life, ride or die, Hail Mary. And Cornelia is still a news broadcaster. We're live from Channel 5. Everyone is talking.
I know I used to be hood. I'm from Flint. I used to be a hood booger. Don't get it. Don't sleep. Flint. This the old me. The young me?
Look, I would have been. I probably would have had pink and purple braids. Okay, don't sleep.
Oh shit. Pink and purple. Oh, I remember pink that. That was a very braids. Specific combo. That meant you can fight.
I was very bad at fighting. I can fake fight though. I'm good at the fake fight.
What is fake fighting?
When you look like you're about to be like, what? Like the fake.
Oh, you're good at the pre-fight. Okay.
But you're good at peacocking. That's peacocking. Yes. Like, what?
I've mastered the peacocking. Mastered it. I'm going with that. I'm going with Bad Boy. I like Puff. He seemed like a cool dude. I'm gonna go with him.
Okay, everybody that's gonna be on Bad Boy is gonna be broke. And as an adult, y'all gonna be broke.
Be dead. Suge was in the car with.
He didn't kill nobody on the label. Only people around the label.
Why? How was he in the car with Tupac and he didn't get hit once? He's huge.
Not only that. Remember, I don't know if y'all saw that clip where Snoop was talking about Master P saving his life because he was about to put out an album called "Fuck Death Row" or something like that.
Yep.
If Snoop, who was also the biggest artist at the time, had those type of reservations and those type of feelings toward it. If Dr. Dre left the record label and said, y'all can have all the masters to my song. I don't even want it. I don't even want, you remember his whole, the Snoop Dogg album, the first Chronic, he said, y'all can have all of it. I don't even want it. You don't want it?
That's toxic.
That's number two. And then Tupac is number three. It's like, bro, come on. Come on, bro.
But you made a good point. Besides Snoop, Dr. Dre, and Tupac, we don't know none of them other Negroes on death row. Okay, oh, yes, ain't nobody talking about Daz and corrupting them. MC Hammer was signed to death row, and don't nobody even remember that Pumps and the Bump was a death row record.
Okay? Hey. Was it really?
Yes, MC Hammer was signed to death row.
I knew he was signed. I didn't realize Pumps and the Bump was one of the songs.
First of all, no one talked about Bow Wow as a death row artist, because he was.
Bow Wow?
Yes, he was.
Boward Woward. You...
I almost was like, his name. I thought his name was Shad something. Is it Shad Woward?
Shad Woward. They called, somebody on Twitter called him, he said Bow Wow, full name is Boward Woward. And I think I've been saying that at every opportunity I can for the last week.
Boward? That's so funny.
When was Bow Wow signed to Death Row?
On the last years. On the last years of the company.
You don't remember when he photoshopped himself into that Death Row?
With the black shirt on and the chain. Okay. He was like.
And he was like, don't forget I was on this label.
He did do that.
I did not.
It had Snoop. It had Daz and Corrupt, Dog Pound. It had Dre. It had Vanilla Ice. It had MC Hammer, they had RBX, they had Rage, they had I was a chick on there too. They also had Danny Boy. He was the dude that sang all their hooks. God damn me. Bow Wow. And then
it's so funny when you say that. God damn me.
But take that roster, right? And then compare it. So do you want to be with that crew or do you want to be with Biggie, Lil Kim? Mace, Puff, Faith.
I thought Lil Kim wasn't signed to Bad Boy.
Yeah, I thought she was.
She was signed to Junior Mafia, but Junior Mafia, I think it was like a subsidiary of Bad Boy, maybe. We can take her out.
It was
112 total. Black Rob. I would rather be with them than Daz and them. I'm sorry.
Bad Boy had fun. They had Danity Kane, the band. They had the best reality music show. Megan the Band was great.
Terrible though.
And they had hits consistently. They had Loon. They had
You always say that. You always.
I love Loon. We don't talk enough about Loon. Who was the one that? G Dep, Harlem Shake.
Black Rob.
She said Black Rob. Oh, nice Craig flow, Mack. Nice flow, like, whoa.
Craig Mack, come on.
Craig Mack, he was there before anybody else.
No, but that also means you live on a struggle bus. So you're doing all this fun stuff and now you getting Section 8 housing and you filing.
That's fine, they probably have.
12 don't live in Section 8. 12 live in Atlanta?
They fine.
All the bad boy artists lived on the same floor. I'm
telling you. And then what is this? Oh, back in 2015, I had to pull this up for y'all. 34 bad boy artists who left the label, most of them because of money problems. That's sad.
That's not unique to bad boy. That's pretty much everybody who's not a humongous star.
They have a higher rate of bankrupt artists than any other label. Yeah.
Who are the artists on that list?
Suge Knight was killing people.
Hold on, let me pull that up.
So real quick though, while she pulls that up, Lil' Kim was signed to E1, then Atlantic, then Queen B Records, which was hers, and then Big Beat. So she never was signed to Bad Boy.
So she must have was she on Atlantic when she had her that poster that the people referenced?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
What was that album from?
That album was
where she's dropping it low.
Yeah,
That was hardcore.
That was that must have been Atlantic.
Hardcore album was slapping. Just to go back and listen, please.
I used to think Lil Kim was the most beautiful.
Yeah, that was on Atlantic.
Here's what we're not talking about. Live performance. Bad Boy shows looked way more fun than Death Row shows. like Kev said, the shiny suits. Even if he was stealing all of your money and your masters, Diddy was on stage dancing with you, which seemed like a little fun, right? Yeah. I feel like the shows were more, I just seemed like a more fun environment.
And they just did a Bad Boy reunion tour. Death Row ain't did no reunion tour.
Nigga, because niggas is dead or in jail.
Right.
You said they dead or in dead?
Dead or in jail.
And niggas is dead or in dead.
Yes. Okay. So some of the people that on Bad Boy who are living in the living on the struggle bus, Loon.
Loon was in jail though.
Because of drug trafficking, because he wasn't making no money from his.
Don't
record.
You put that on Diddy?
He does. Dylon, G Dep.
That's his own fault.
All of them.
Craig Mack passed away, didn't he?
Who?
Craig Mack passed.
He passed away.
Well, I'm saying this is all before that, y'all. I'm telling y'all, this it all these people, it's called like the, y'all never heard of the Bad Boy curse?
Here's the thing though, Meg. None of those people were humongous stars. That is the case for a lot of people, even people who were big. Toni Braxton, TLC, they went broke too. They wasn't on Bad Boy. That's the record industry. Diddy's just playing the game.
Okay, so let's make it right. To hear, name those people on Death Row that you name, and let's decide if they living in poverty, because I'm pretty sure, you know what I mean?
Okay.
They ain't doing it. Let's decide
if they're living in poverty.
We had
I love them, you know, but.
We had Snoop.
He's fine.
He's good.
Dre.
He's doing great.
Good.
You had the Lady of Rage.
You know, might have been a tougher year.
Yeah, poverty. Next.
You had Bow Wow.
Boward was just in Houston last week.
He rented a boat a couple weeks ago. It was a smaller boat than
we. Where is he getting his money from? Because who is out here listening to old Bow Wow songs?
He's on a couple shows though, right?
Growing up hip hop, I think.
Hollywood, whatever.
Okay, so here we go. I got a list for you. We got Dr. Dre. We got the DOC. We got Second to None. We got Tupac. We got Above the Law.
Second to None?
I've never heard of a couple of those people in my life.
We got Danny Boy. We got Daz Dillinger. We got, I'm just going to say the people that y'all would know, Corrupt. We got the LBC crew. We got.
No, say everybody. That's the fun part.
All right, so we got Dr. Dre. We got Suge Knight. We got DOC. We got Second to None. We got Tupac. We got Above the Law. We got CPO Boss Hog. We got Crooked Eye. We got Danny Boy, Daz Dillinger. We got Jewel. We got J Flex. We got
Jewel, the white girl, Jewel.
Johnny J. We got K Solo. We got Corrupt. We got the LBC crew, Lady of Rage. We got Lisa Lopes. We got MC Hammers. We got Michelle A. That was the other person I forgot about.
Lisa Lopes or Lisa Lopez?
No, Lisa Lopes. L O P E S.
That's Lisa Lopez.
I thought it was
that's left eye, right?
That's left eye. You talking about left eye?
Oh, Lisa Lopez. Okay.
Lisa Lopes.
I said Lisa.
That sounds like a porn star.
FN said Lisa Lopes with all the confidence in the world. Lisa Lopes. It says Lopes. No. I'm trying to help.
Nate Dogg
says Lopez.
We got OFTB. I don't know who that is. We got the Outlaws. We got Petey Pablo.
Hey, I know him.
RBX, Sam Snead. I remember Sam Snead. Snoop Dogg, Superfly. Remember Superfly. Spider Loke. I remember Spider Loke. The Dog Pound. The Realist. We got Trey D. YGD. The Top Dog. And we got Young Soldiers.
YGD.
You named 100 people and we only know 5. I'm still sticking to
like, and who could have been taking up the last 10?
No, listen.
Who's second to none? Who is that?
And listen, here's the thing.
Who's Jimmy J?
I don't know. I'm
second to none, y'all.
To none?
Hold on, I'm going to read all the ones that had an album. This is all the people that say release an album under the label. Dr. Dre, Tupac, Daz Dillinger, Corrupt, Michelle A, Outlaws, Snoop Dogg, and the Dog Pound.
Damn, no wonder. They didn't give them niggas a chance.
Nate Dogg never released the album on Death Row?
He was on everybody else's album.
No, but he had an album.
Did Nate Dogg release a solo album?
Who? He released a solo album. I guess it wasn't on Death Row.
Yeah, because remember, didn't Nate Dogg, he left when the rest of them left?
I think so.
Like, when did Snoop and them left? They left in like the 90s. So Nate Dogg left then. He didn't have an album before that, at least from what I remember.
He released something in 1998 after his departure from Death Row Records. It was called the G-Funk Classics. And it was on Elektra. No, Elektra was his follow-up. Music and Me. Yeah, but no, I guess not.
But nobody left Death Row because they were broke. They left for other reasons.
Pretty sure second to none left because
poor second to none.
I don't know why that one stuck out to you.
I don't know that brother, but I mean.
He kept trying to get a meeting, but there were appointments ahead of him. Like, wait, we have someone before. But I'm second to none.
And we have none slots available today, my brother.
What do you mean you have someone
waiting for a second day?
Here, stop trying to sneak eat your catnip, okay? Yeah. Just like sneaking. Oh.
Just taking little bumps of catnip.
Oh, yeah.
Next, what are you eating to hear?
Leftovers from last night.
What though?
Flop.
Flop.
Leftover from the trough.
That slop was so funny, but I didn't want to laugh at it because it was so funny. It was at my expense.
Yeah, I can't.
That motherfucker said slop. I was like, don't give it to him from his trough. Don't give it to him. All right, let's put it to a vote.
Hey, who was y'all favorite member in TLC? T-Boss Chili or Lisa Lopes?
Lisa Lopes was my favorite character. Favorite person.
Character?
She was my favorite character. I love Left Eye.
I'll answer to here. I'm going with Bad Boy. If you're gonna steal my money, at least let's pop champagne and wear black and white.
And we at least knew who they were. They
remember when Mace asked for his publishing back and Diddy was just like, what?
Nah. But listen, that was after Diddy had made a post about artists getting their publishing and being treated fair and all of that. And then Mace was like, all right, so what's up with mine? He was like, new phone, who this?
He was just quiet on social media for like a week and then went back to regular business.
He did that. Remember when the Lox was trying to get their stuff back? They were on the radio and Puff called into the radio and was basically like, no.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He wrote was like, this.
You know how much money I'm making off of the Lox? $182 every week. I am not
How can I preach entrepreneurship if I don't own all your stuff?
Right. This is terrible. And y'all forgot that he may have been walked to across the Brooklyn Bridge to get cheesecake from Junior's. Listen, did nobody have to do that on death row?
They did that because they wanted to be famous, Meg. Nobody made.
Okay. And he was like, hey, you guys want to be in this famous group that's not going to make any money and that's going to cause you to walk across the bridge? Cool. I'll do that for you.
That's a crazy power flex.
Should have him kill people though. Like, you want your album to come out. Second to none, probably ain't got no bodies. That's why his album didn't come out.
The point
he didn't kill anybody.
So, Kev, you say Bad Boy, Pat. What you say?
Bad Boy.
Bad Boy.
Bad Boy. Hey.
Kling. I already know. Murder's more fun. So I'm going.
Oh, God. What the hell? That was
I feel like Meg seeing Suge Knight one on one would probably go at least 5-6 rounds before Suge Knight. I feel like Meg be like, what's up? But ain't nobody scared of you.
Yeah.
Remember that little dude knocked Suge out and it instantly dissipated all the allure of him, but he got knocked out. We were like, what? That was it? He was like, uh-oh.
We going with Cordelia?
I'm going with Bad Boy.
Woo.
Double B. I'm really conflicted off of this one. I probably would go death row just because I don't ever want to live in New York, and I feel like you would have to live in New York while you were on Bad Boy. So I'm gonna go death row just on that. I'm just going just on that. So
That sounds
looks like the Bad Boys have it. So Bad Boy. That realm.
So Tahir just said Bell Boys because he wishes he could go somewhere or he just likes Taco Bell. Back to you.
Damn.
Bluebell ice cream.
Remember when I said your hair looked nice? I was lying.
Ugly. Meg, is that elephant because you're a Delta or you just like elephants anyway?
Both.
Both. Do other sororities have?
You can pledge us next semester. Not
I'm just representing. For
represent
support.
Once you pledge, okay?
I'm just supporting.
We'll come right back right after this.
What's up, good people? I want to ask you a real question. Do you feel like there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? And if you do, just know that you're not alone. Okay, with the year we just had and still what we're going through, it is very understandable that people are not feeling like themselves, all right? I encourage you guys to talk to someone. And if you're going to talk to someone, talk to the people at BetterHelp, all right? They will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, all right? And most times you can start communicating in under 48 hours. Now, I have to be very clear about this. This isn't a crisis line. This is not a self-help line. This is professional counseling done securely online, all right? There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. And one of the great things about BetterHelp is that the service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor, and you'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. All right. Now, BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so that make it easy and free to change your counselors as needed. Listen, I have to be completely honest. This is one of the best things for me because it took me 3 therapists to feel comfortable enough to kind of open up so we could start to peel away those layers and really find out the root of some of my unhappiness. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. All right. So for all my listeners out there, I want to hook you guys up. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and all Deaf Squadcast listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/squad. That's SQUADD. Again, that's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/squad, SQUADD. Join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Go today to betterhelp.com/squat. SQUADD. Peace.
Next topic of the day. Would you rather never have anything sweet again, or would you rather never have anything salty again?
Salty automatically made me feel like it was too salty. So I'm just assuming you mean like having
like a salty, like chips or fries or.
Oh, okay.
Dang. I know Tahir's answer. He got high blood pressure. So you already know which one he going with.
But the other one is what? High cholesterol? So both.
No, the other one is what? Diabetes?
Diabetes would be sugar. Yeah, sugar. I don't know. I feel like there are more foods that are sweet that we enjoy than salty.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Some people are like sweets people. Some people are just like, I need like a chip or something. I'm a sweets person, so that I'm not gonna go the rest of my life without a cupcake. I can't do it.
You ain't gonna go the rest of today without a cupcake.
Shut up, Kevin.
Don't feel bad for her, Cornelia. She is just fine in here. Watch some of these old episodes from last year.
You want to do the woman in here?
Don't you dare, Megan. Don't you dare.
Don't you talk to me or Cornelia like that.
Listen, the clip I picked. The clip
she called me her homegirl in the clip from today.
Because you are. I call you the Kiki about stuff. She is
strong. Don't you feel bad. She can hold her own.
She said, I called you.
Matter of fact, she's a bully. Low key, you've been bullying us.
You're not going to sit here and tell these lies about me, okay?
That's manipulation. Then when we fire back, we hate women.
Oh, she go right to it.
That's manipulation.
Listen.
I mean, but do you? I don't know.
I could go without eating something sweet a lot more than something salty.
You're not gonna go out without eating nothing.
I don't really
like what's salty. What do you eat that's salty? Like, are you a salt vinegar chip?
Eggs.
You don't put
eggs salt and pepper on your eggs? You just eat plain eggs? You don't put no seasoning?
I put seasoning, but I stay away. I'm staying away from the salt.
I feel like that it should be not sweet and salty, but sweet and savory.
Yeah, maybe that. You know what I mean? Then that includes like salt and steak and stuff like that. I feel like that's easier to, or harder to choose between.
Here it's like, no, I was thinking about salted pork, my favorite.
It's not my favorite.
You look like you eat a lot of salted pork.
That 3 a.m.
brisket. I stay away from salt as well. I don't do a lot of salty stuff.
You a lie? Why you got high blood pressure medication, dude?
It can run in the family, man. And it's not the salt that makes it high. The salt can make it worse. But you could have that as a pre-existing condition, or it can run in your family.
Is that what your case is? Who else in your family got high blood pressure?
3 uncles and my mom.
You know what I heard somebody say? Those things don't run in the family hereditary. It's just that people eat the same thing that the other people ate that gave them that thing.
That's true.
It's not hereditary. You just eating the same stuff that gave your uncle.
That makes a lot of sense, though.
Yeah, it's like, bro, this is not hereditary. You eating collard greens 3 times a week with ham hocks as a seasoning.
That's dang. Well, I mean,
it's the same diet. You eat the same diet.
What about people who didn't grow up with their biological parents? Do they have similar?
I don't know if that's
talking about my doctor about this. He said Asian culture, I don't remember what it is, but something they get from eating a lot of rice, they seem to have, is it stomach cancer or something? I don't know. But he said there's a lot of cultures, there's a lot of disease that are culturally based off their diet. And Black people tend to eat foods that are high in sodium. So we tend to have high blood pressure, high cholesterol. He said Asian people tend to eat food that has a lot of rice and starch. So they end up having something. I don't remember what it was. Basically he was going along the lines of saying it's not hereditary. It's diet-based. So you eat the same diet, you get the same, the same results.
That makes sense because we eat some salty foods. So
yeah. I just read something that says that it could play like, it could be related, but it also environmental and potential factors for increased risk as well. So it could be both is what it says, basically.
Well, okay. So are we agreeing that it is now so sweet versus savory, or are we sticking to the salt? Either way, I'm picking the sweet. I'm staying with sweet. I'm not even a sweets person, but I know for a fact I can go without salt.
Mm. Like I know. Stick with salt because I think salt, like savory, yeah, you could talk like steaks and stuff like that, but you wouldn't call fries savory. You wouldn't call chips savory.
I would definitely call them.
You would call fries savory?
Oh, yes, these are fall under savory
fries. Just plain fries.
Definitely a savory food, though.
That doesn't even make sense, Megan.
No, but it's usually sweet or savory. I think if you in that distinction
here, like, it says, look, this is a definition of savory. It says food belonging to the category that is salty or spicy rather than sweet.
I didn't know that was the actual definition.
I told you to
it makes a lot more sense with the definition. So I retract my previous statement.
So here it's just like, which category pickle pig feet go in? That's really what you wanted to know, huh?
I know what category that's in, Meg. So shut up.
You wanted to know what category he was in. He's like, okay, so I'm savory.
You crazy? I'm a treat. I'm a whole snack over here. What you talking? What you talking?
Yeah, you do look like you got ranch going through your veins.
I did nothing to you. You just woke up and chose.
No, y'all do stuff to me. Don't sit here and act like you never say nothing about me.
Meg, I hardly ever say. I complimented you when we first got on here.
He did.
When the last time you complimented me?
You're attacking me on Mary Martin Day.
What are you picking? Hey,
you're attacking the black man.
Don't do that.
I'm manifesting.
You shadow picking?
What's going on? Is this a head scratch?
Nah, man, I'm manifesting.
Hey, what you're doing right now should be a terrorist attack. This is a hate crime for you to attack me this way on Martin Luther King.
To hear.
That's true.
You couldn't even wait to a different day. You're an extremist.
Well, first of all, we shouldn't have been working on MLK Day, okay? We shouldn't have been working on here. We should be
the fact that we are able to work for a black-owned company and we're doing it our way shows how far we've come since MLK. So thank you.
We should be working for the community today.
So here was doing Martin Luther King Crab Day.
Yeah, nice.
Martin Luther King Crab Boy. King Crab
Boy. Why you here attacking you too, Tahir? Be fair.
Martin Burger King.
He doesn't do it. He hasn't done it as frequently as you.
Don't say it. Look, way better.
Hold on. Pat is an asshole. I tell Pat literally daily, fuck you. Literally daily, I say fuck you.
Be fair. Be fair.
Martin Burger King.
I am being fair.
No,
is the only person on this show right now with any sense and any grace intact. The rest of you,
we got to fire at you too. Don't sit here.
You guys are unkept and uncouth.
He almost didn't get it out.
But I did though. So shut it up.
Hey, you marched with Huey Fig Newton.
It's not just me.
You marched with Honeycomb X.
Wait, what? With who?
Malcolm Honey. All right. Camille, remember when you did the news?
Dumb.
He's from Detroit.
That was dumb, Kevin. You ruined a perfectly good time. But Pat also fucked you.
Big news. All right, let me think of another one. I feel like Michael Scott.
No.
You got nothing, Cam.
You don't.
Say he handcuffed himself to the Golden Arches.
They here went to the sit-ins and was like, well, I thought, can we order at least? No, man, we're supposed to be demonstrating. Man, but I like the open face sandwiches here.
Hey, bro, listen, if we had to sit in for 6-7 hours, I'm ordering something. Listen, we're taking up all. Listen, when you first get there, they be like, "We don't want your nigga money," but you taking up all the counter space for 6 hours. They ain't got no customers. They was like, "What y'all niggas want, man? What y'all?"
And then you have to smell
it. The visual of the people setting up the city and being mad at you, like, so we wasn't gonna eat nothing. Why are we doing it at a lunch counter then? Why we can sit in at a cleaner's or something? You know what I'm saying? Low key, I don't know if I told y'all this. There was an affirmative action bake sale at my college. Did I tell you about this? Affirmative action bake sale at my college at UW. The college Republicans was selling white cookies for $1.
Yes.
Black cookies for 50 cents. Their whole point was affirmative action. This is how you know they make people feel whatever. And Asian cookies were like 30 cents, and then Native American cookies were like 10 cents. So we up there.
What is a Native American cookie?
Huh? No, they were all just regular cookies, oatmeal raisin and all this stuff. They were just selling. If you're a Native American, you only got to pay this price, was the whole thing.
So we Wait, who was mad at that?
Huh?
Who was mad at that?
The blacks and the Samoans. We like,
you trying to see how you want. I got a discount cookie.
So this is the funny part. I was in there. This is a true story. I was like, what? How much? The oatmeal raisin is, give me two of them. And they were like, Kev, you can't buy them. I was like, I mean, I'm with the struggle, but also, this is a great deal.
Also, you were there to protest?
Also, my blood sugar's low. I was there to protest,
but I also like oatmeal raisin cookies. Then this Samoan dude came, and this is when the college Republicans were like, we didn't really sign up for this. Samoan dudes from the football team came, and they wasn't trying to hear none of that stuff. They flipped these tables over. The white people were like, well, that's the end of this. Packed up this stuff in their briefcases, left their tent, left the cookies on the ground. That was the last day they ever did that. The whole 4 years I was there. That was my freshman year. They never staged. The Samoans wasn't trying to hear none of y'all reasoning. And you're not really trying to see no Samoans one-on-one.
No,
especially if
no,
you're
no,
white.
No. You never tried to do that.
And not Samoans from the football team? Like, no. They really came from Samoa? Cuh, you don't want to see them.
Samoa.
You don't want to see them.
No smoke there, as they say.
That's so funny that all it took was like a white person seeing a table flip over. They were just like, okay, well.
This is so like people gathering paper would never not be funny. People like, all right.
Except there was cookies. They were putting cookies in briefcases. Like, okay. It's the humble pack up.
Well, listen, let's go ahead and put this to a vote, man. What y'all going with? Y'all going with sweet or you going with savory?
I'm going with sweet.
Never having sweet again?
Sweet
or?
For me too.
Yeah, me too, sweet. The majority.
Wait, hold on. You would never, you'd rather, what is it again? You'd rather have or you would never have?
You can go without never having again.
Oh, I can go without having the savory, the salt. Well, okay. Wait. Did we decide if we're talking about salt or savory as a whole?
We're going to go with savory as a whole. Savory. So anything, everything that's considered savory, that's something salty or spicy. So there's no hot.
But mashed potatoes are savory. That's out.
Well, then, no mashed potatoes, no pizza, no hot wings, no fried chicken.
Oh, man, get
no
the
fries, no potato food. Salad.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm out of here.
Not potato salad, you. But no potatoes, no hash brown, none of that. All of that same.
Oh, yeah, I'm out. Sweet.
This is Meg's doing. She made it happen like this.
That's fine. My answer's still the same. I'd rather get rid of the savory, and I'll just eat cake for breakfast, ice cream for lunch, and cookies for dinner.
Yeah, I'm getting rid of the sweet.
You're going to give up your leg for a midnight snack. That's exactly what's going to happen. All right, so what we got, Meg, you still going to go sweet? I mean, you can go without savory.
Correct.
I'm going without sweet.
Okay. Kev?
Going without sweet too.
Pat?
Going without sweet.
All right. Looks like the savory has it on that one. Meg, you suck. We're going to move on to this last and final topic right after this.
Hey, what up, guys? I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always in front of a screen now, right? Whether it's my TV or my laptop or my phone, it's always something. And sometimes it's good to just unplug. You know what I'm saying? To get away from that. You know what I'm saying? We over here, we don't do wires. You know what I'm saying? We do Raycon wireless earbuds. And when I need to unplug like that, that's exactly what I do. That way I can still catch up on my favorite news podcast or binge on an audio book. Or if I need to power through a workout, it doesn't matter. I have the capabilities to do that with the Raycons. You understand what I'm saying? There are no dangling wires or stems to get in your way out here. Raycon comes in a range of stylish colorways, but also with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look, all right? Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs instantly. Y'all don't understand how fast this is. Like, soon as you grab it out the box, turn it on, boo-doo-doo, turn on your Bluetooth on your phone, boo-boo, oh, I found it. That's what it does automatically. That's seamless pairing. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, 6 hours of audiobooks, of playlists, of podcasts, they got you covered. And the best part, Raycon makes great sound accessible for everyone. All right, you ain't even gonna break the bank out here. With wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands, you'll be able to still enjoy everything with crisp sound. Now, Raycon's offering 15% off of all their products for my listeners. And here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/squad. That's S-Q-U-A-D-D. That's it. You'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to grab a pair and grab a spare if you want to. Grab some friends, some, grab some family. Some, you know, man, you're getting 15% off at buyraycon.com/squad. Again, that's buyraycon.com/squad.
Last topic of the day. What's worse, stubbing your pinky toe versus hitting your elbow?
Ooh, that funny bone. Oof.
Yeah, I mean, that little toe, you know, it's a baby. It's just, you know, it's a baby. I think I'm gonna lean towards the toe, cause once, and then if you hit it real bad, you knock that little nail off. You ever heard, you know, seen somebody without that toenail?
Ooh. Mine about gone.
Ooh, I'm, yeah.
Kevin's baby toe is dead. It is. Yeah. It is. You is look it at really? His foot. Is it? Is it?
Let me see. Water show pole. Us your toe.
No, I don't. Don't I'm do not that. Gonna do that. So Jazz is don't make no.
Wait, why is it? What me. Happened to it? You just
Kevin's feet look like Shaq's feet.
A lot of growing up wearing shoes that were too small because of abject poverty. That was mostly it.
Like, don't try to add that in.
Wait, you tried to make us feel sorry. No, nobody.
I'm not making you feel sorry. This is what I grew up with. Everybody's dad ain't a doctor, Pat. I don't know what to tell you. You
wait, no, hold on, Let's get hand-me-down shoes.
That's nice.
You did not get. You do not have fucked up because of your poor shoes as a kid. I refuse.
Pat, you don't know what it's like, bro. We didn't go to Lincoln High School for the arts.
Did I?
Or Hamilton. What was it? Hamilton?
Kev, wait a minute, though. Were you getting hand-me-down shoes?
No.
They were just
buying. That's what I'm saying. So you had to go buy your shoes. Why you had to buy
right sizes? I had a keep for a long time.
You had what?
We just had to keep it for a long time.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
You wasn't getting shoes every year.
And that led to black toenails?
Yeah, let me look at them real quick.
Why does every black dad have a black toenail? Like, when does that happen?
Because, man, the struggle.
Not everyone.
That's fungus. I don't have a black toenail.
You don't have one black toenail?
No, my toes are.
I don't either.
I don't have one either.
See, he does have
people who got the black toenail.
It's usually black dads. They always got a black toenail.
No, sir.
It's usually fungus. They call them wood toes in the South. Wood, you got wood toes.
Oh man, that's even
wood toes.
Yeah, you never heard that? Yeah, wood toes.
No, I never heard that.
No, I'm good.
But it's usually fungus. Do I'm you? Okay. Is your toe look still look like that, Kev?
My feet could.
I just have a corn.
I'm like,
I know.
Got the thighs out, don't you, LaMama?
Stop.
Kev dressed like he finna do the beginning of the Buster Challenge. It's just got that big corn. That's a grown up corn.
Why are you still? Yeah, that's a
grown up corn, right?
Yeah,
there.
That's the thing. Yeah, yeah.
Why you got corns and you can afford shoes that fit, Kev?
I just haven't done the Dr. Scholl's thing that gets them down.
No, that means you need to wear shoes that fit.
I don't even really wear shoes at all that much no more because of the pandemic. I only put shoes on when I gotta leave the house. If I ain't wearing slides.
Why you? How you get a corn? You just growing them so you could harvest and eat them later?
I've had corns for as long as I can remember.
Really?
Man, I don't remember ever not having corns.
Like even
I have a bunion.
Do you?
I have hereditary bunions. I remember being in like the second grade and I looked at my feet. I was like, I have bony feet. And then I got older. I was like, oh, snap. I've been having bunions my whole life.
What is a bunion exactly?
Kev, you got bunions.
I didn't get that right away, but when it hit, it was good. What is a bunion, Meg?
It's when the bone comes out right here. See?
Yeah, you got that, like that knob.
Oh, it's a bone.
Hold on. What is... First of all, what is happening with your foot? Okay, what foot is that?
This is my heel, the bottom
of
my
backwards.
Foot.
Okay.
What foot is
that? Oh, that's your big toe, and then you got an elbow on your toe.
You got a bumper. You know,
I've had these bunions since I was like, I was in elementary school with bunions.
That thing got a bumper on it.
I do. And but they don't hurt. And I went to the foot doctor. I was like, can I get surgery on these? And she was like, well, do they hurt? I was like, no. She was like, girl, don't get no surgery on them yet. They might not be cute, but
do you have to get wide shoes?
When you get surgery, they'll have to break your toe. And then they have to
and then they shave they break your toe, they straighten it, and then they shave the bump off.
It doesn't always take. Like your toe can go back and roll. Because my mom, she has bunions and she has hammer toe. And they basically told her
What is her hammer toe? Can't touch this.
No, hammer toes are pretty unfortunate. I'm not even gonna lie.
What is a hammer toe?
When they bend like this, when your toes bend, they curve down.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Go.
Her hammer toe, she has really bad bunions, but also it looks like it's almost like the toes are like doing like this, like they are.
It's going up, grip.
It's going crazy, y'all. But yeah, they do bend downward to look like a hammer.
It's like the middle knuckle makes them like bend down.
Yeah.
Amelia, the thought of you in a gang throwing up gang signs is just
like I will be having such a blast. That'd be one like
the fact that you said just a blast is so
bouncing around.
It's very telling. Very telling that she is not.
Hey, you got that on both your feet?
Yeah. One's worse than the other. And
double
so,
when you introduce them to men, do you got to tell them first? Like, all right, hold on. Now, listen.
They don't look that bad. But like when you, obviously with a sock on, all you see is the bunion popping out. But they don't look that bad and they don't hurt. But I have them on my dad and my mom's side. So it was bound to happen.
It don't hit against
the shoe. Hard left turns. You got to be careful when you walk in front of me.
That's what I'm like. Seriously, Meg, do you have to get wide shoes? Because that's
My feet are also wide. So yes, I have to, but my feet are wide. If I didn't have bunions, they would still be wide.
But it don't press against the side of your shoes?
She slides it.
Or you just used to it now?
No, it doesn't press. Like, but I know the doctor said when I get older, like maybe 50s and 60s, it'll probably be I probably will have to get surgery on them because they're probably going to start hurting. And
you're going to be like going down the aisle for your wedding at that time. So you really want to make sure that they can fit into the
And shut up, Kev. Even when I do go down the aisle, I'm going to be barefoot. I don't really like wearing shoes. So
really? Hey,
you can't do no crimes in the snow. We will find you immediately.
What?
You can't be.
Yo, the visual of like, you know how Wolverine on the cartoon used to be tracking stuff, him looking down like, looks like Meg was here, she's heading 30 miles.
A wild Meg came through.
Oh my gosh,
Meg, why do you already know that you want to go down the aisle with no shoes? Like you have already thought about that didn't just come out of nowhere.
Because I don't like shoes. I mean, like I've always wanted to get married on the beach, so
yeah, I want to have a beach wedding.
Oh, that's the worst! I hate sand in my toes. I will be frustrated. I love it. And sand be stupid hot too.
You got to do sunset. Like it can't be 1 o'clock. It had, you know, maybe 4 or 5.
The beach is overrated, guys. I'm just gonna say it. I don't like it. The sand be everywhere. The water be cold.
That's like an easy way to exfoliate your feet, Kev. You should love that.
Really? Low-key, no lie, I've been having to put cocoa butter on my feet because they was cracking so bad it had started to hurt. And I was like, all right, something must be done.
Cocoa butter? And then cocoa butter fixed it?
No, we're still in the process of working it out.
Yeah, you got to get the stone. You got to bust that down. Get that bust that down.
That's one thing I ain't gonna hold y'all. I've got a pedicure. You talk about relaxation, man. Mm-hmm. Pedicure is the saw best. For you?
Huh? It's a little greater.
Bust out the saw for you?
Nah. And the ladies' hands be soft. They be in the warm water and stuff. And they be shh. They ask you if you want a little color. I'd be like, just clear for me.
I don't get the color. I just have them buff it. Give it a little shine with the buff.
And to hear, I put me on at this place, but they don't take reservations on their website. But it's a place for men to get their feet done.
Oh, yeah.
What was it, whiskey. Hammer and Nails? Is that one?
Yep.
That's a whiskey good place. Yeah.
And newspapers and stuff.
Black owned. Shout out to Black owned.
That's big. We used to go there before the pandemic.
Big off of Shark Tank. It was great. I loved it. But I can't wait to open back up just to get there. Go back there, hang out.
What's the little grater thing called that they use on your feet? The little cheese grater looking thing.
Cheese grater.
The cheese grater thing.
It's really called the cheese.
And it has the stone on the other side, so you can bust down that ash on the back on the
same bust down. So
bust down the ash.
Bust down that ash.
On the back of the heel. You know it'd be the ash on the back of the heel. Get that. Bust it down.
What we going to? Let's put it to a vote.
You put it to a vote.
The pinky.
Like, we didn't talk about the elbow, though. Y'all think you can really break your elbow? Can you break your elbow when you hit it? Because you can break your pinky toe when you
listen.
Hit
the worst pain ever. I banged my elbow. The worst, stubbing your toe on the corner of a metal bed in the middle of the night is just like the frame. It is the absolute worst. The elbow lasts longer, but the stubbing your toe. There's not your pinky is, he'd be naked out there. There's not a lot to protect. Your elbow's a part of a bigger arm. The pinky toe, he got no backup. That bang that, it be.
I've hit my pinky toe before and almost smited God. Is this what you want from me? Huh?
That's what made you call God. You was on. Lieutenant Dan.
I'm always just afraid of how the nail is going to look after I stub my toe. Because every time you hit it really, really bad and you look down, it's always just like, it's either going to be like half off, a little off. Man,
I think it's going to be bleeding. It feels like it's bleeding.
Every time.
Every time I look down, I feel like it's bleeding just ridiculously. It's just blood everywhere. It never is, but that's how it feels whenever you hit that pinky toe.
And then if you actually break it, you can't really do anything because they can't put a cast on it.
No, you just gotta. That's it.
It's gotta.
That's crazy.
Damn, that's crazy. I didn't think about that.
I'm going with the toe.
Stubbing your toe is way worse to me.
I'll even put that knee when you bump your knee on like the side of the coffee table before the elbow, because that knee on the coffee
that
table.
Knee. Oh, Cornelia, it's the worst. It is the absolute worst.
Like, you have to throw up. Like you be like, it's bad.
Like, oh. Remember you when we was kids, you cry so hard you gotta throw up. Your parents would be like, "You, I throw up you want to. You
I'm a whoop you.
Don't why are you hitting me up to the point where I'm convulsing?"
Like, wait, y'all cried when y'all threw up when you cried too hard?
Oh, absolutely. I never did
that. Oh yeah. Something happened. Yeah, you'd be like,
well, I never really threw up. I mean, I felt like I was gagging, but I never really.
Period.
One time my dad.
No, I'm saying no. When I'm crying, I've never like threw up from crying.
I almost threw up. One time my dad beat me so hard, my toes caught a cramp and they was flicked over like this, and I had a cramp in my calf. I was crying in the room, and he came back in and was like, "I just want you to know, I gave you 32 lashes," and then he closed the door back, and I was like, "What? What was the point of that? Why would you? What am I going to do with that information?"
He told you leave that cereal alone. You wouldn't stop.
And why was Dad counting?
You had 32.
Cornelia, I was so, it was like psychological warfare. I was like, why would you tell me? Why would you tell me that right
32?
Now?
32?
Are you whooping me off of, it should be in tens. First of all, fives or tens. You can't, 32, right. Either get me to 35 or stop at 30.
The age you were is how many you got, how many lashes you got.
It's like he committed to that number before he started, which is kind of crazy. And it also, if you're counting, that means once you get like to 12 and 13, it's kind of wild to still be going. Like,
bro, you've made your point already.
You're like, in your mind, you're still going 27, 28. That's pretty crazy.
It's probably more because you know you be in the moment and you like miscount. So he probably low-key gave you like 36. But
Now, in his defense, the reason I got in trouble is I was jumping off the roof onto the roof of his car just over and over. I was jumping to his old Ford Tempo, and I was climbing back on the roof and jumping down. And he came down, and he saw the hood was bent over.
Oh, yeah. Well, you need to
Relax. I would have gave you 56.
Oh, there's the backstory. I see.
Yeah, I definitely. Okay. I was surprised I got away with it for that long. I was like, this is crazy. This has been like weeks I've been doing this. But the car wasn't running or nothing. I don't know why he kept it.
That's why he counted.
You still can't damage the forward tempo. Like, come on, man.
He was watching. Look, Kev, what if he was watching you do it every time and then
broken?
Yeah, the 30
seconds. I got 32.
Oh, you 30 seconds. He was on a phone call and he heard you do it. Let me call you back.
That's how the math led up to 32. It had something to do with something he saw.
All right, well, we're putting it to a vote. What are we going with? Pinky toe or elbow?
Pinky toe's worse.
Pinky toe for Meg, pinky toe for Cornelia, for Kev. Pat, where are you going with?
Pinky toe.
I'm going pinky toe as well. Unanimous on the pinky toe, man. It is definitely a horrible pain. That's been another episode of Squadcast Versus, man. Thank you guys so much for watching, and thank you for the recommendations and the suggestions. We definitely appreciate it. Continue to send those to my Instagram inbox. Like, label it Squadcast first so I can easily see it, and I'll click on that. If it's labeled something else, I will miss it. I promise you that much. So thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you to our special guest, Cornelia Stradwick, is in the building. We appreciate you pulling up, lady. We will talk to y'all later. Peace.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.